Tomorrow, President Barack Obama is expected to announce plans to cut the federal deficit in half by the end of his first term. He inherited a deficit of more than $1 trillion from the last administration. That figure doesn't include the new $787 billion stimulus package. The president will outline ways to reduce that deficit on Monday at a White House fiscal policy summit and again on Tuesday when he addresses a joint session of Congress. Joining us from the Capitol is NPR's congressional correspondent David Wellner. David, what do you know about this plan to reduce the deficit?
Well, Leanne, we don't know a lot of its details, but we do know that it aims to shrink the annual gap between revenues and expenditures to just over $500 billion from what could rise to be $1.5 trillion deficit this year as the first part of the stimulus package is spent. And to make such a reduction happen, President Obama takes two approaches. One, he plans to cut some spending by winding down the war in Iraq and by reducing premium payments made to insurance companies that have partnered with Medicare. And on the other hand, he'd boost revenues by letting the tax cuts for those who make more than $250,000 expire as planned next year, and by letting the capital gains tax rise 5 percentage points for the wealthiest, and by considering hedge funds administrators' earnings to be income instead of capital gains. But, you know, there's one other thing about this Obama budget that's worth noting. And it's that it should be a much more honest assessment than what we've been getting from the Bush administration. President Obama lays out a budget plan for the next 10 years, whereas President Bush shrunk that spending window to just 5 years. The new president's accounting is also more realistic. He includes spending on the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan in his budget instead of keeping that off the ledger as Bush did. And he's also broken with the past by getting rid of the charade of counting revenue from the alternative minimum tax, when most of that money is never actually collected because Congress makes that tax go away each year.
David, when the president addresses Congress on Tuesday, what else will he talk about aside from these budget plans?
Well, just as his budget projects more fiscal discipline, I'm quite sure he's also going to have to do a kind of balancing act by explaining why, on the other hand, the federal government is dumping hundreds of billions of dollars in extraordinary spending on the economy with the stimulus package. President Obama has a chance here to be salesman-in-chief in a primetime address to the nation and maybe explain a little better why he needs to sort of put the jumper cables on the economy that's sputtering, precisely so that it can later generate more revenues and actually cut the deficit, as he's promising to do later in his administration. You know, Treasury Secretary Geithner's rollout of how the remaining financial bailout funds will be used was pretty much a flop. And so the president may weigh in on that as well. And he's certain to talk about his plan for reducing foreclosures. All this is really about trying to restore some confidence and give a sense that while things may get worse before they get better, that help really is on the way.
Mm-hmm. And is he expected to talk about Guantanamo, interrogation techniques, other issues?
I don't know how much detail he's going to get into, but he has issued executive orders. One of them was to shut down the prison camp in Guantanamo within a year. He's also ordered the closure of secret prisons abroad and made interrogation techniques come in line with the Army Field Manual. He may tout those things, but I think he's probably going to stay centered much more on economic issues.
You talked about cutting spending on the war in Afghanistan, but the president just ordered the deployment of another 17,000 troops. And some are saying this is an escalation against the Taliban. Well, what might you expect him to say about it?
Well, you know, nobody's calling it a surge, but in effect, that may be what the president's planning to do in Afghanistan. And this fits what he actually promised during his campaign to shift the focus from Iraq to fighting the Taliban and al-Qaeda in Afghanistan and even in Pakistan. And it's a politically and militarily risky shift because this is a part of the world where foreigners have rarely prevailed for long. And I think this kind of escalation may be a tough sell to a nation that's really grown war-weary as the 9/11 attacks recede in time.
And briefly, David, what else is on President Obama's congressional wish list?
Well, I think Tuesday night's address to the joint session of Congress is really a chance for Mr. Obama to lay out in a bit more detail the broad strokes that he outlined on the steps of the Capitol in his inaugural. He'll likely talk about wanting Congress to get started on expanding health care coverage and greening the nation's energy supply. He also needs Congress to authorize a change in bankruptcy laws so that as part of his housing plan, bankruptcy court judges can order a revision of mortgages if the banks don't agree to do so on their own. And he'll probably still try to reach out to Republicans, though I think after only three of them voted for his stimulus package, he can't get his hopes up too high.
NPR's congressional correspondent David Wellner at the Capitol. David, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Leanne.
You're listening to NPR News.